Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 92, Coronavirus Part 8, Waiting. My primary sensation as I awake each morning is that of waiting. Sure, there's a well of sadness and a tinge of anxiety as well, but waiting is the dominant chord. Sto aspettando. Waiting to embrace my daughters again. Waiting for friends who are ill to recover. Waiting for some good news in the tsunami of the bad. Waiting for life to return to some semblance of normal. Waiting to embody the lessons this invisible threat has to teach me. I have loved these musings by Father D'Souza since I was a young man. For a long time it had seemed to me that life was about to begin, real life, but there was always some obstacle in the way, something to be got through first, some unfinished business, time still to be served, a debt to be paid. Then life would begin. At last it dawned on me that these obstacles were my life. I am waiting for the vast majority of humanity to notice that this virus is affecting human lungs at a time when the Earth's lungs, primarily through deforestation of the Amazon and recent Australian fires, are suffering. I am waiting for science to provide some clarity. The Danish physician Peter Panum and the Faroe Islands lying between Scotland and Ireland are unknown to most. When he visited them during a measles outbreak in 1846, he discovered that residents over 65 who had been alive during a previous outbreak in 1781 were protected. This striking observation helped launch the fields of immunology and epidemiology. Measurements of antibodies in the blood of people who have survived coronavirus infections suggest that these defenses persist for some time. 2 years for SARS and almost 3 years for MERS, but each only a single small study since so few people overall were infected. Previous research with the four other coronaviruses that cause a common cold also support the theory that most infected people will develop some immunity. The question is, for how long? When enough people have some protection, herd immunity develops. An infected individual then has an increasingly smaller chance of coming into contact with a person still susceptible to infection. Is herd immunity already building in the world? Ideally, with a lack of new hosts, the virus would stop spreading altogether. But until we know that elusive denominator, all those mildly ill or asymptomatic folks not yet tested, very difficult to say with any degree of accuracy. Perhaps those with mild illness do not have a robust immune response, just enough to keep them from getting more ill, but perhaps not enough to contribute to herd protection. The reality is that immunity to any particular virus exists along a spectrum, from fully shielded to not so much. One positive sign is that blood transfusions from individuals recovered from the novel coronavirus seem to have a positive impact on critically ill COVID-19 patients. There is more than enough analysis, assessment, projection, prediction, forecast, all of which are fancy words for guess. Hence, waiting, waiting. I'm also waiting for polarizing divisiveness to end. Dostoevsky reminds us, we are all good fellows, except the bad ones, of course. Yet I shall observe in passing that among us perhaps there are no bad people at all, maybe only wretched ones. I'm aware that I can repeatedly get kidnapped by my own illusions or delusions. We're very good at creative storytelling and often blind to our own ignorance. An illusion is external, a distortion of the senses. Illusions deal with stimuli that are actually present, but they're misinterpreted or hard to interpret. They are the stuff that entertains us at magic shows. A stick we misinterpret as a snake. A shadow we think momentarily is an intruder. Illusions tend to be short-lived and transient. A delusion is an internally fixed belief, sometimes fanciful and false, that holds considerable power over our perceptions. When severe, they can be part of a spectrum of mental illness. But here I'm talking about the everyday garden variety we each carry with us. Ideas and perceptions about what others are like or about. I very occasionally listen to late night AM radio, usually when driving home from somewhere. Divisive talk show hosts compete to be the most polarizing, with lots of othering. Well, those liberals, we all know they just lie. Those anti-gun nuts just want to take away our freedoms. Climate change possibly may be influenced by humans, but we can't just regulate businesses to death. I really have to center myself to not just other right back at them and start screaming at my radio. I want to point the polarizing finger of blame at them, but I need not go far to find it also in myself. I find I often don't have an open mind to folks I believe are closed-minded. Don't believe everything you think. Profound bumper sticker wisdom. I'm also waiting to see us collectively uplift those we have forgotten. Factory and farm workers, grocery and delivery folks, teachers and daycare workers, all those underpaid and normally unappreciated people who keep our privileged lives going. I wait each day to drink in some story about our marvelous human creativity and caring, like the female college senior who started making and giving away face masks with a clear panel for the deaf who need to read lips and see some facial expression. Or the 99-year-old World War II vet who set out to seek small donations for Britain's National Health Service by walking in his garden and raised over $12 million. I am waiting for some insight into risk-benefit analysis. We don't ban driving because 38-plus thousand people died in 2019 on our highways, nor do we make folks go under 20 miles an hour, which would surely decrease that total. What we are after is maximum prevention with minimal ongoing economic fallout. Tricky balancing this easing of restrictions in the coming days, but I believe we are capable of dynamically adapting and intelligently safeguarding ourselves and those most vulnerable among us. Get many more tested. Wear masks as we slowly get back to business. Eat out in restaurants, even if we need to get our temp taken before the appetizer. I quietly try to lift myself above the everyday din, beyond this waiting game. Connect to the great mystery. Inhale the universe, creator, God. Exhale freedom, wisdom, gratitude. Stay focused on my best intentions, my most uplifting aspirations. Jack Kornfield offers sage counsel. Take a breath and hold that restlessness. Allow it to be held with some kindness, and it will start to settle down. Doing that will open you to something more mysterious, which is that you've realized, I can tolerate this. Maybe I can live a little easier. This kind of attention is what neuroscientists call widening the window of tolerance. Thanks again for listening, and remember, friends and family can easily sign up at myheartsongs.org.